Parshas Kedoshim Shvi'i Perek Chaf Pasuk Ches. Ushmartem es chukusai v'hasisem osam. You shall observe my decrees and perform them. Ani Hashem Makeichem, I am Hashem, your God. Pasuk Ches. Ke ish ish asher yikalal es aviv v'simo. Person who curses his father or his mother, lo simos will surely die. Aviv imo kilel dam abo. His father or mother has been cursed. He has cursed. His blood is upon him. Rashi says, Aviv bimo kilel. Rabbos achamisa, even after death. Dam abo. Zuskila, this is referring to stone. V'chein kol makom shenemar. Dam abo. His blood is on him. Or demeihim bam. Their blood is upon them. L'manu me ovidoni. We learn from ovidoni shenemar bam. Be'evi yigibu aso demeihim bam. You shall pelt them with stones, the blood is on them. B'shut l'shem mekabah, the simple reading of the pasuk is k'mo demo b'rasho, which means, in and l'shem misaso, shu gori ma'at mashiyar. One is not punished for his death, elahu, but he himself, for he has caused himself to be killed. Pasuk again, v'ish asher yinaf es ish asher yinaf es ish reyu, mosi masanoy fanof es. A man who commits adultery with a man's wife, who will commit adultery with the wife of his fellow, the adulterer and the adulteress will be put to death. Rashi says, "Ish v'ish prale katan mean a man, not a minor. Asher yinaf es ish ish prale ish es katan, excluding the wife of a minor. The minor we've taught here, she in the katan kedushin. A man, a minor does not have kedushin. Val iza ish ish chayev tincha. What's the status of an ish ish where a person will be chayev for death? Asher yinaf es ish reyu, one who commits adultery with the wife of his fellow. Again, prale ish es guy, excluding a wife of a non-Jew." L'manu she'in kedushin l'gai, which teaches us there's no kedushin for a non-Jew. Mosi was hanoi for afes kol misa. Anytime it says the word misa, amur b'torah stam, it's mentioned in the Torah, stam, it's in al-chanek, it's just going to be a strangulation. Pasuk yu'alth ish asher yishkavis, ish is other than a person lies with his father's wife, ervas aviv gilah, he's exposed his father's nakedness. Mosi m'sush ne'em, they both should die, d'me'en bam, their blood is upon them. Rashi says, "Mosi mus anoif and oifas, call me sahamur b'tar stam." Pasuk Yudbeis. If ish asher yishkaves kal, so a person lies with his daughter-in-law, mosi musu, they shall be put to death. Shnehem, both of them tevel asu d'meim bam, they have done a perversion, their blood is upon them. Rashi says, "Tevel asu gnai, it's a shame." Lashon acher, tevel means mevabel, it's mixing. Zera av, zera haben, the seed of the father with the seed of the son. Pasuk Yigimov, Ish Asher Yishkaves Zachar Mishkave Isha. A man lies with a man who lies as a woman. Toiva Asu Shneim, they both have done an abomination. Mosi Mesu, they will die to Man Bam. Their blood is upon them. Mishkave Isha, Melachnes, he inserts Kimachol Beshaferis, like a applicator into a tube of cosmetics. Pasuk Yodal, Ish Asher Yishkaves Isha. Vasima, a person takes a woman and her mother. Zimahi, it is a depraved plot. So they should be burnt, him, and that's him and them. Velosi yezima b'sochachem. There should be no depravity among you. Rashi says he's shfu so that's him. They shall burn him and them. You can't say ishtar rishon yisurfu. You can't say the first wife has to be burnt. She married permissibly. Vlonesser love, and she didn't do anything. She's not forbidden to him when he married her. When he married the second. El isha v'ima haksufakan, but the mother. And the woman mentioned here is shameless when he both married them beiser. For example, Shnasa es chamaso v'ima, he married his mother-in-law and the mother of the mother-in-law. Yesh mei rabbeinu she'omrim. Some of the Chazal say she'ain kan el chamaso. This is only referring to a mother-in-law. Umahu asen. What does it mean? Esem them. Es achas behen. One of them. L'shinivani hein achas, meaning the word hein means one. So therefore, Chazal say, the pasuk means they shall burn him and them. It doesn't mean that the daughter who he married first should be put to death, for he married her permissibly. Rather, the death penalty only applies to the mother-in-law who he married later. Pasuk Tazov, v'yesh asher yitin shich chavto b'vehima mosimus, a person who lives with an animal should be put to death. So b'vehima targo, and you should kill the animal. Rashi says, if a man sinned, what sin did the animal do? Why is it killed? Ella, causes a ruination came to man. Should be stoned. All the more so for a man should be told the right to distinguish between good and bad. Chaver, and it causes evil to befit his fellow man, Lavora Vera to lead it to cause the sin. Kiyosu Vidavar Atomer Habet Habin is called Makomos. You should destroy all the places. Again, there's a Kavachomer if you're destroying these things because of Avodah Zarah. Ma Ilan Ashin Roin Din Shomin Ashabad Takal Yadam. Trees do not see and do not hear, but because of the cause of destruction through them, Amar Torah, the Torah says, Hashkis Sirof Tekala, destroy, burn, and obliterate them. Hamita as Chaver, when it turns. One who turns his man away, from life to death, on more so he should be destroyed as well. A woman who approaches any animal for it to mate or sell her, you should kill the woman and the behema. Most yimsu they shall die. He may embalm their bodies. Rashi does not comment. Pasuk Zayin, b'isha asher yikach esachoso, a man who takes his sister, basavit from his father's, or a sister from the mother, v'ra es ervasa, and he sees her erva, v'hi tisira es ervasa, and she sees his erva, chesedu, this is a sign of disgrace, b'nei chesu l'nei b'nei ha'amam, and they shall be cut off from the sight of the members of other people, ervasa chosu gila avana yisa, the nakedness of his sister shall he shall bear his iniquity. Rashi says chesedu l'shem arami, which is an Aramaic language, cherpa chasada. The word disgrace is used as the same word as chasada. Medrash and the medrash is in Tomar, if you say kain asa sachoso, kain married his sister to allow the world to continue. Chesed asa makom, the Hashem did a kindness, even us olam emenu, to build the world based up from kain. Shnemar om chesed ibana, the world is built of kindness. Pasuk Yitches, the isha shir yishkav as isha. If a man lies with a woman, a dava, who is in affliction, figila servasa, and he uncovers her nakedness, as nikora hera, he has bared her source. Fihi gilsas makadama, she had bared the source of her blood. Benechasush ne'ami karalam, the blood should be cut off from their midst. Rash is hera, gila, which means exposed. The word erva means gili, which means erva by havab, yurad es betiva, the shem davar. The vav descends into the world as a form of noun. As ha'era and erva are the same idea. Kmo zava, migzeres v'lokam v'loza, trembling. Bechin achva, brotherhood, migzeres ach from a brother. Ha'ara zo nachal kubara v'sinu. This bearing, bearing is actually a dispute. Yesh amrim sh'ish zunishikamah, which is contact with the male organ. Yishomrim, some say, that's the insertion of the tip of the male organ. Pasuk Yud Tes. Ve'ervas achos imcha achos abicha lo segale. The nakedness of your mother's sister, your aunt, or your father's sister, your aunt, you shall not uncover. Ki ashero hera avonasa avona misau. For this, that is bearing one's own flesh, and they shall bear their iniquity. Rashi says, ervas achos imcha. Shana Kasub Asaras, and the Torah repeats the negative commandment of having relationships with a mother's sister or father's sister, even though it was mentioned earlier in Perek Yud Ches. So what's the wise of repeating it? Lomar to say, Shehuzer Aleim, one is giving a permission against them, Bein Alchos Aviv Imo Mina'av, against a paternal sister of his father or his mother, Bein Alchayosei Mina'im, whether it's against their maternal sisters, of Al Erbas, Ashes Achyaviv, but regarding the nakedness of a wife of a father's brother, Loguzar Ella Al Ashes Achyaviv Minaav. The only prohibition in that case would be the wife of his father's paternal brother. Pasuk Chaf. The Ish Asher Yishkav is the one who lies with his aunt, Erbas Dodo. He's uncovered the nakedness of his uncle. Chatam Yisrael Ararim Yemosu. He's caused sin and he shall die childless. Rashi says, Asher Yishkav Yisrael Daso. Hamikra Hazeh Balamin Al Karis. This passage is talking about Karis. Cutting off Homer Al Mal, which is mentioned above. Shiva Onis Halichas Anri, which is the punishment of going childless. Ararim Kidagumas. Targum says, Vilova without a child. The Domalo Anochi Halich Anri. I'm going childless. Yesh Lobanim, if he has children, was mean Korban, they would die in his lifetime. Ein Lobanim has no children, Mespil Lobanim, he'll die without kids. Lakaf Shana, that's when Torah repeats, Ari Pashni Mikros Halal, and these two Psukim. Number one, Ari Musu, Ari Yu, they will die childless, and they shall be childless. Meaning, Ari Musu, they will die childless, means Imbiyu Lo, Vishasa Avera. If he had children when he did the Avera, Lo Yalo, he wouldn't have them, Kishyos, when he dies. If he should carve a Bechai, Pesach, and bear them in a lifetime. Ari Yu, they shall be childless, Shim Ein Lo, Vishasa Avera. If they were, if he didn't have any children when the sin is occurring, yeah, kol yamav kemoshu achshav. All days will be like now, which means without any children. Pasuk chaf aleph. Vishesher shkachas eshesav. If a person shall take his brother's wife, nidahi, who is prescribed, erbas achiv gila erim yu. He has uncovered his brother's nakedness, and there will be child. If Hashi says nida hashkiva. Azos is lying, minuti is against, is put under ban. Mu'usa and also is repulsive. Abbasina Darshan, the rabbis interpret the Nida, lesser Baharabat, to forbid bearing with respect to a brother's wife. Kenida, like the Isser of Anida, Sha'ara Mufresh, the word, by the level of Ha'ara, is explicitly mentioned. Es Mikorara, which he has bared his source, and that's the connection we have over here as well. My statutes and laws, the land Shemat vomit you out from the land that I brought you there to dwell and establish. Pasuk of Gil. Do not follow the traditions of the nations. Asher ani mishalach libnechem, that I will expel before you. Ki eskol asher asa. For they did all these, and I was disgusted by them. I'm disgusted with my life, cut them to cut them as one is nauseated by his food. Pasuk Chav Dalet. V'amar lachem, and I say to you, Atem tirshu esad masam yishon her to land. V'ani atenena lachem yilash esosah. And I will give it to you to inherit a land flowing with milk and honey, and Nishan Lakechem, and Nishan Magash, and Dalton Eschem, Me'amim, who separated you from the people. Pasuk Chafei, we've Dalton, Ben Atame Latar, Ben Tame, Atar Latamea, Ben Of Hatar Latame, and you will divide, distinguish between a pure animal and an impure animal, a pure bird and an impure bird. Don't make yourselves vulnerable with the animal or a bird. That I have separated you as tame. Rashi says, it doesn't need to say that one must be able to distinguish. It's obvious. Ella, the chiddush of the idea of making a separation, in tamei lacha, the tamei lacha, between which is pure to you and which is impure to you. Meaning to say, bein shenishchad rubo shel simin, one has a greater part of a sign slaughtered, then shel chatzel, one has half a piece of meat slaughtered. The comma, and how much? The difference between rubo mechatzio, that from the greater part to half, melosar, it's a handbreadth, it's very thin. That's what's necessary. Ashir dalti lachem l'tamei, lesser, to prove it, basically. Pasuk chav vav. V'yisem li l'kidoshem ki kidosh ani Hashem, and you shall be holy for me, for I am holy, Hashem, I am holy. V'avdil aschem min amim, and I'll separate you from, and I have separated you from the nations, l'osli, to be for just me. Rashi says, if you are separated from the other people, or attemptually, see then your mind, your love, and if not, then if you are really part of Nebuchadnezzar and his colleagues. I'm nauseated by pork. But he could say, what can I do? Hashem decreed that I have to do this. Tamal Omar, Adas Chamin Amin, Lios Li. Shetei Mivdal Tchem Mehem. Your separation from them shall be the Shui for my sake, Purish Min Avira, Makabal of Alma Chashem. He stays away from sin and accepts upon himself the yoke of the heavenly heavens. And to clarify, the first interpretation of this Pasuk, the Pasuk is saying that Yisbnei Yisrael belong to Hashem, and that is, it is not subject to the domination of other nations, only if they separate themselves from the other nations. According to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, the Pasuk says that the mitzvot that Hashem gave us to distinguish us from the other nations are fulfilled with the intention to be mine as an expression of the subjugation to our will to Hashem. Pasuk Chaf Zayin V'ish O'isha Ashrei Yavam Ov O'idoni Mosimsu, a man or woman in whom there shall be necromancy of an ova or idoni, Mosimsu, they shall be put to death. The Eben Yagimu Osam D'meyambam, they shall be put to death, they shall be pelt them with stones, their blood is upon them. Rashi says, Ki Yavam Ov Yidoni, Kan Namor Behem Misa. Here it says, the death penalty. Ulamal Bekaris, but earlier it was only referring to the Yisra of Karis. So which one is it? Eden Vastrov, the witnesses and the warning, his feel he gets stoned. Means that if he doesn't intentionally blow up, so without any intent, without any hasra, the karis is being cut off. Shigasim chadas, and their unintentional violation is a sin offering. Chenechol chayv miso, shen ben karis, that's every chayv miso, obligation of subject to execution, which has also a statement of karis, and then it's referring to different situations.